Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors. Want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Tractor Girls Talk podcast. My name's Katie Sandals and I'm a women's football columnist for the East Anglian Daily Times and Ipswich Star. I'm joined, as always, by Snapper to the Stars, well, the Ipswich Town Stars, that is, Ross Halls. How are you doing, Ross?
Yep, all good. We spoke last week that summer was gone. It's back. You said you're going to be heading down to Felixstowe later after this recording because the sun is shining and it is very hot. So, yeah, enjoy the sun while it lasts. I'm sure it will change very soon. But yeah, all good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I was going to say, if you are watching on YouTube and do check us out on YouTube, you can see our faces and everything. The both of our backgrounds are just white with how bright it is at the moment. Like you say, it's hot. It's summer? Question mark.
Yeah.
Even though it's September, but I'm wearing my you can't quite tell, but it's my Women's World Cup 2019 shirt, you know.
Very good.
Repping the tournament merch today. But yeah, we've got another exciting pod after our fantastic chat with Joe Sheehan last week. If you haven't heard that, Joe's got a lot to say about how the season's been going so far, his thoughts on those, you know, how signings have settled in. And is, you know, a bit more up-to-date information about Blue Wilson's injury. So if you haven't heard that pod, it's a really, really good pod. I know a lot of you enjoyed that one. Do check it out on the usual places that you get your podcasts from. That was good fun to chat with Ross, last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, always good chat with me, yeah. I know, but yeah, Joe, he's a great talker. He's a professional, isn't he? And yeah, we got to up our game today. We got to speak more than we did last week. But yeah, Joe's always a good chat. I'm sure we'll get Joe back on the pod again at some stage. I'm sure he's listening to the pod right now. So hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe. No, so today we'll have a look at Town's previous game. That was Sunday against Chichester and Selsley. I'll get it right one day. We'll go through that game. Obviously, look forward to the rest of the games this month. There's only a couple to go because there's a bit of a break towards the end of September. But yeah, it's still plenty to talk about. Ross, the headline from the weekend was 5 from 5 and not a goal conceded.
Yeah, what a start to the season. We have started as we go on. You know, Well, we've shown what we can do at this level. The players have stepped up. And yeah, 5 wins out of 5, no goals conceded. That defence is a brick wall. Sarah Quantrell, clean sheet king, queen, sorry. And yeah, it's just a fantastic start. And yeah, let's get into the game. We've got a new feature, haven't we? Ross is painting the picture of the day. A long trip on a Sunday. To Chichester and Selsey. I can never say that team. Chichester.
Selsey.
Yeah, you say it.
But, yeah, to any fans if I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, that is a 3-hour trip on a Sunday. We left at 8:30 at the training ground. Did our pick up points as we normally do, picking up Joe at Colchester and all the other players at Brentwood as well. We arrived after praised the coach driver. He was very much a character. Good old Philip, a proper Suffolk boy he was. Although I know, I think he's actually from Norfolk, but he's got a proper deep accent, of East Anglian accent, and he was definitely comedy gold. And he was very happy when I called him driver at one stage. He went, "I don't mind you calling me mate or something, don't call me driver. My name's Philip or Phil." But he was definitely a character. And on the way home, Joe was having a little bit of a tease with Kieran, because I think Kieran pretty much was the man in charge. And Philip was like sort of saying, "Kieran," and like asking, you know, for him and stuff. So, but yeah, anyway, enough of that. Yeah, nice little journey down. A beautiful day, as anyone can expect in England. It was a beautiful day all round, very hot. I did have shorts underneath my tracksuit bottoms, but I didn't take my tracksuit bottoms off. I was fine with just the trackies on. We arrived, we had a little bit of waiting time to, you know, the game to kick off, as you do. And then, yeah, the game kicked off, and yeah, well, let's talk about the game.
Let's talk about the game. You painted a wonderful picture there, right down to what you were wearing. But yeah, it was a four-goal thriller for Town, but it took a bit of time to sort of get going, as it were, and Town could have easily sort of dropped behind a goal for the first time this season, you know, earlier on in the game.
Yeah, it was, you know, the first half, I was trying to protect myself from the sun. I was trying to stay in the shade. You know, just weren't expert. I didn't bring any, you know, suntan lotion or anything, so I couldn't really protect myself. You don't expect that when you hit September. Yep, sun's gone. And maybe that's what maybe was a big thing in the first half for both players, both teams, because the heat. But yeah, the home side, they took the lead. Thankfully, we didn't concede. That's going to be the big talking point going into a game when we do concede a first goal, because we haven't conceded a goal for a very long time in a competitive fixture. So that'll be the interesting thing, is how are we going to bounce back if we concede, and then we, you know, can we go on to then score and then take the lead ourselves? But, you know, fair play to them. They went at us in the first half. They had a few chances, but then we could have been 2 or 3 and up in the first half ourselves. We had a few chances. Matty Biggs had a fantastic volley that hit the bar. And then, yeah, it was
a goal really good first. In the second half.
I was saying when I walked over to the bench and sort of said, we better score in this second half, because I've not come all this way to see a goalless draw. And, you know, to be fair, I don't expect goalless draws in these sort of games, because we're very much like, oh no, the last two games have been 1-0 wins. So, you know, we're not at goal fest, but there's always chances, always entertainment. And we'll talk about one particular player who was just unreal, which is an obvious person, Sophie Peskett. Just 3 assists, didn't stop going, 90 minutes engine, fantastic performance from her, and also some other names to mention, but I'll let you segue into that.
I do love the fact that you go up to the bench, the club photographer, and you go, guys, I need some goals. What are you playing at? You know, you're not out on the pitch. You tell them and they provide.
Well, I don't say it directly to the players. I probably just say it to Kieran and then maybe someone else on the bench. I don't go to the players. Come on, what's going on, girls? Like, why aren't you scored yet?
What have I got to take a picture of, guys? Come on.
But then in a way, I'm going to bring my photography nouns here. I didn't really want probably any goals that first half, because the sun was just directly in my, you know, my lens and stuff. So the pictures wouldn't look that so good if they did score and they celebrated. So in a way, I was like, in a way, happy. And then I moved. And I actually situated myself different. Normally I'm on behind the goal side on, but I was actually right next to the bench, because that was the only shade where for the game. That's where all the fans were as well. There's some fans behind the goal. Fair play to them to be in the sunshine. But I just decided, nope, I don't fancy being very hot and bothered, and we've got a long journey home. I know they're playing a game of football in this heat, but I thought, no, I'm just going to situate myself here, get some nice shots of the bench, get some nice shots of the defence and goalkeeper for once. And then, yeah, they provided with 4 goals, which was very much needed, because I needed some more action shots.
So let's talk through those goals then. It was Matty Biggs who kicked off the goal scoring run in that second half. She almost scored in the first half, but didn't quite get there. And then it was, you know, all guns blazing from that point on. Tash made it 2 very quickly after that. Yeah. Zoe Barrett with the third. And then it was Sophie Peskett linking it with Lucy O'Brien for that final goal of the game in the last few minutes. Which of those goals impressed you the most, Ross?
Oh, God, I wish I watched the highlights back before coming on. Probably Zoe Barrett's goal. I think that was a good play. And then for her to keep her composure and slot past the goalkeeper, pretty much that was in my Zoom, just watching that through my camera. And I was thinking, yeah, she's going to slot this home. And she did. I think all the goals are pretty finished well. Good header from Matty Biggs. And it's good that we're, you know, everyone's scoring for all the positions. Lucy O'Brien, she's back after a few games she was away from. She went on holiday and she's back. You know, she scored that unbelievable goal against Hounslow. And, you know, this is her first game back and she came off the bench and she's just pure class, Lucy O'Brien. She did a fantastic interview with Kieran. I think that's her first ever interview. And she's very quiet, Lucy O'Brien, but she does all her talking on the pitch, of course, you know, that phrase. But I'm always really impressed by her interview. And I want to hear more Lucy O'Brien on interviews. You know, make it happen, Kieran. That was a really good interview with her. But yeah, Sophie Peskett, got to mention her. What a performance from her. It's not a surprise, really, because she is a fantastic player. But three assists from her. Runner sucks off all game long. And then, I've got to give a shout out to Tash as well. She's proven that she can score at this level. And then, Maddie Biggs as well. Of course, you know, her scoring her third goal of the season. You've got Tash scored four this season. Maddie now with three. Of course, you've got to praise all the players. I think everyone had a really good, solid game. Don't think no one had a poor game. I think everyone just did their job. Liv Smith wasn't available. So Laffey had to go centre-back. She's played left-back, centre-back, centre-mid this season. Miss Versatile, pretty much. And she bosses pretty much all those positions. Of course, Lucy Egan came on to then play at centre-back and then Laffey went left-back. Summer Hughes started again. Summer Hughes, another talent coming through the academy. She impressed me as well. Just an impressive performance all around. Four goals, clean sheet. Unfortunately, not top of the league. We're joint top of the league. But on goal difference, Southampton keep scoring nine goals. Stop scoring nine, Southampton. It's not fair.
It's so tight at the top of the table because it could be, you know, one game you lose a couple of points at a draw and that could be it. I mean, it was very tight that way in the Super League last season, which obviously kicked off this weekend as well. Great to see, you know, that being sort of televised in a way it's never been before. But, you know, it can come down to goal difference. So it's obviously important that Town do have all these different sources, you know, these players who can step up at this level and just, you know, absolutely go for goal. Because, you know, it's a long season. It's a season, as we're saying, that where Town are going to need to build up that goal difference if they're, you know, if they've got a hope of beating Southampton to the top of the league, because it is one team from two leagues that gets promoted, which I think we've mentioned it before. It's so tough.
Well, of course, you know, one thing I only recently found out, I'm sure you know about this already, like, you know, it's the Northern and Southern, they play in a playoff, don't they, to get promoted. And it's sort of like, you do that, all that hard work, and then for people who don't know, that's what happens. You know, if you win this league, you then have to play the team who were top of the Northern division, then you have to then play in the playoffs, then earn a right to be in the championship. And you think, you're losing that playoff. That means all that hard work. You won the league, all that celebration and stuff, and then you lose in the playoffs. It's sort of like, oh my God, they need to sort out that system at some stage because that is just ridiculous. Yeah,
it's a very tight system and it doesn't allow for error. And obviously Town haven't conceded a goal yet this season. But, you know, some of those lower leagues, the lower table sides, they're going to have to pick up some more goals against if they're going to beat that goal difference Southampton have got at the moment. I'm just bringing up the table. At the moment, so 25. Southampton, yeah, the goal difference is 25, Towns is 15, which is still fantastic, but it, you know, it puts them 10 down on a team like Southampton, who, like Town, you know, won every game. Town and Southampton are the only teams to have won all their games so far this season in their league, in the Southern League. So it's going to be tight, and it's just good that, you know, we know from a game like last weekend's that there are plenty of players where those goals can come from. And, you know, if a player isn't available, there's somebody else who can step up and fill into that role quite easily. But it's going to be a tough old season, and it's going to have to be a high goal scoring one, and it's going to have to be one where they concede as few times as possible. I was interested in what you're saying. When they do, you know, it is likely that at some point they will concede a goal, even if it doesn't mean that they lose the match. They are likely, you know, the odds are that at some point they will concede. You know, and if it's been a long time, how do you prepare as a player for that? How does the team prepare for that? Is that something they've been talking about?
I think they will easily pick themselves up because, you know, it, even if they just concede it, it could just be a consolation goal for the side. But that would be intriguing if it is the first goal of the game and their players thinking, wow, we haven't been in this position for a long time. I'm sure they will pick themselves up. You know, Paige Peake, she's at the back there. She won't be very happy if they concede it, and she'll pick up the players and they'll go, you know, pick up the ball and go and attack and hopefully score pretty quickly. But it'll be interesting how they will bounce back from that. But hopefully we won't need to talk about that. Hopefully they can keep clean sheets every game. But, you know, I thought we're going to be away from the 10-0s of, you know, Cambridge and all those and Norwich and stuff like that. But now we're seeing Southampton. Like, we are going to need to ask some favours from different sides. Like, come on, Hounslow, don't concede 9 goals against Southampton, you know, and stuff like that. And you just got to hope there will be teams that will give us some favours. But, you know, I hope it doesn't go down a goal difference, but it could do. And that's what I'm sure that's what Joe will be talking about. Thinking about, you know, if, you know, Southampton are scoring for fun here. Of course, we can score for fun, but, you know, we're keeping these clean sheets. But then we're looking at the table, you know, 25 goal difference, we've got 15 and we haven't conceded a goal. But Southampton have scored 9 goals in back-to-back games, which is not really good for this league. You know, you think, oh, surely, you know, they need to, I don't know. It's a big talking point when you see an opposite team scoring 9 against a team. You think, really, it should be happening at third tier. And, you know, I was watching, you know, Super League over the weekends, and, you know, there wasn't high-scoring games. I think the only high-scoring game was the 4-0 one at Man City-Everton.
I was watching that one. It's interesting that even at top level, there are, you know, there are some very tight games. Arsenal-Chelsea games, one of them, 3-2, that was the score there. But, yeah, there are games, you know, and Everton have put a lot of, if you know a bit about Super League, Everton put a lot of money into that side this season, and yet they're still losing 4-0. But, yeah, speaking sort of Towns League, it's interesting that that's still happening. It's not a good advertisement for the game. It never has been with these sort of run-over kind of scores. But it's just a reality, and Town are going to have to produce more of those. So obviously, later this month, they've got Keensham. Keensham are one of those low-ranking sides that they could easily get another win like that against, you know. And they're going to have to. They're going to have to do, you know, 6, 7, 8 to try and get anywhere near Southampton again. And it's interesting that that's what this league, like you say, could be won or lost on goal difference alone.
Yeah. I'm just hoping, you know, at one stage Southampton may slip up and they may lose against one of those lower ranked sides, or even just draw against them. Sometimes that's what you just got to hope for. But then, you know, I don't want to jinx it, but, you know, we could easily do that. You know, we could easily drop points against a lower league. You just don't know what happens on the day. I'm confident that the team will do well against any team this season. But you just don't know. You know, games can happen. It's crazy. But yeah, we don't want to rely on size. But at the moment, it is Southampton, Ipswich Town are vying for that top spot. You know, we're 5 points clear now of Oxford in third, 6 points from Crawley Wasps in fifth. You know, 7 points now from Bridgewater in sixth, and it's, you know, going down the leagues. You know, it's mad to think we're so far ahead already, just 5 games. But I think everyone's beating each other. And goal difference is not looking great. You know, Hounslow, minus 18, goal difference 4 games in, lost all 4. It's not great for them. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season, and hopefully it doesn't go down on goal difference, because that would be heartbreaking for anyone involved if either side, you know, lose out because of a stupid goal difference.
Yeah, it'd be much better if it was, you know, on a points difference basis. And remember, this is a Town that's newly promoted. They're doing incredibly well for their first season. A lot of unknown opponents or opponents they haven't played in anything but cup games, really, and a long time ago at that. And they're doing incredibly well. And at the moment, it's so tight. It's just so tight. It's fascinating. But it'll be an interesting one. Imagine if it comes down to the end of that last match at the end of the season, which is Southampton v Ipswich.
Yeah, like, that's going to be... I think when we saw that fixture, you know, when the fixtures came out, we all knew that is going to be a big one. Even before a ball's kicked, you're like thinking, that's the last game of the season at home. That could be the decider. Of course, the big game as well, when we go to Southampton in December, that's going to be a big fixture, because at the moment, that will be where the league is now sort of... Well, it's shaping up now in a way. After 5 games, it's sort of shaping up. Who's going to be the contenders? Who's not going to be? Who's going to be in that relegation fight? But December will be an interesting game, because, you know, at that stage, both sides could be running away. you know, like 10 points. You know, we're how many points is 5 points clear at the moment? We could be 10, yeah. 15, 20 points clear from the team in third or fourth or whatever. So it'll be interesting, that game. But yeah, the last game of the season against Southampton, it could go down. So who wins this game will win promotion. And that'll be, in a way, you sort of want that.
Yeah, also, you want the drama, but
you want the drama, but then also you want it out of the way, don't you? A few games before the game, you know, before that game, you want to like, yeah, we've got promoted. That could be a nice day to sort of celebrate. Yeah, season's done. Here we go. Let's get into the playoffs. But I think a lot of people probably going, you know what? Nah, let's do it for the final day, the drama, and we can, you know, be absolute scenes if we do win.
Oh, it's the drama, Mick. I love it. Yes. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting one to see how those sides kind of face up in December, that sort of first impression of each other, these two giants, as it were, of this league at the moment. But, yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. So we mentioned briefly there the games coming up. Next game is a cup game this weekend. It is London Bees. It's the first time Town have faced London Bees and have several of their former players in the side at the moment. Ross, the men don't have a good history in recent years, that is, when it comes to cup games. This is the Women's National League Cup, so the League Cup. So what was Town's kind of history in this cup?
I don't really know, to be honest. I think it's not been that successful. I think last year, or they didn't do it last year, did they? I think because of COVID and stuff, I think they were trying to do less games.
Yeah.
So I don't think they did one last year. The previous year, we lost 6-0, which was not... I think at the time, I think, you know, the main focus was the league. And then, you know, that was just a second thought. And then I think just previous years, it's just been one of those things. It's just been another competition we play in. Sometimes we get higher league opposition, so sometimes it's it's going to be a test for us. But now we're in the third tier. I think it's another competition that we would want to win. Surely, you know, that's a cup, you know, a cup to put in the trophy. I know it's not the biggest cup in the world, not the most prestigious cup, but I think it's an opportunity to have a cup run, keep the momentum going, and we're playing a team in our division. So, you know, you want to. First of all, we're going to be playing London Bees next month in October, so it's a little test to see how they are doing. We've got a lot of former players who played for them. I'm sure they're looking forward to playing against their old teammates. Thankfully, it's at home. I always like cup games at home because then you don't need to worry about travelling. And I think, you know, there could be a few changes. Joe may, you know, bring in a few of the squad players just to give them some minutes, maybe rest some players, because that has been a busy start to the season. You know, I think last week was a nice break for the players just to be on the training ground. You know, after that Gillingham game, you had Gillingham, then you had Cardiff, and then a nice little, you know, week to have a little rest and have a break and then get into the long travel to Chichester and Selsey. And then, but yeah, it'll be interesting how Joe, you know, approached this game. But I think it's nice to have a little cup run. I don't know how many stages there is in terms of which rounds. I'm sure this is the determining round, and then there's, you know, probably another three rounds, and then there's the final. I think when we're looking at the fixtures, I think the final will be played in February. It's like League Cup or the Carabao Cup for the men's. It's basically the third and fourth tiers play each other, don't they?
Yeah.
So we could potentially get Norwich if they win their game. We could possibly get Norwich, so we could have a derby. Although,
I was going to say that's the only chance that we've got for a derby, unless Town get them in the FA Cup, which is of course a cup that Town do fancy a little run in, as we've seen in previous years. So no, it'd be interesting if that did produce a derby, because that's obviously the only derby that any of the sides are going to face this season. That would be interesting, obviously, given Town's history with Norwich whacking them 10-0 in one of their last competitive fixtures. It's interesting to see how that'll go. Like you say, it's the first chance to see what London Bees are made of. They're mid-table at the moment. They haven't had the best start to the season, possibly because they're missing their great players that are now playing for Town. Of course, that's goalkeeper Sarah Quantrill, that's Bonnie Harwood, and it's... Liv Smith as well. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see, to get that first look. And that is down at the Gold Star, 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday, if you fancy a head down there. That'll be an interesting fixture. And then, the other game this month is against Keynsham. Like I was saying before, this is one where Town really need to kind of pick up a few more goals if they're going to sort of start challenging that goal difference with Southampton. It's a game they could definitely potentially do that with. Keynsham are like Hounslow. They're very low table. They're minus 13 on their goal difference already, having sort of played five games, won one, lost four. Is their current standing on that one. Obviously, I know Joe takes it all a game at a time, but I think, you know, we can obviously afford to look a little bit further ahead. And it, like I said, it's going to be one of those games where they're going to have to pick up goals.
Yeah, definitely. I think they'll know that as well, seeing Southampton, you know, back-to-back 9-0 wins. I'm sorry to repeat that again, but you just think, oh, like how are we going to have to do that? We're going to have to basically copy that, really. Thankfully, they're both at home. As you know, I'm very selfish and I always like home games, definitely. So back-to-back home games, the girls, no travelling needed. But yeah, I think it's a nice break as well from the league. I know we're going back to London Bees just briefly here, but I think it's nice that I've got a little break from the league. I know we're playing the same league opposition in the cup, but sometimes it's nice to have a little break, go into the cup, then come back into the league. But yeah, it should be interesting. I want to give a shout out as well to the fans who travelled to the game on Sunday just gone. That's a long way to go. And, you know, the supporters group and everyone else who went, you know, big shout out to them because that's a long way to go on a Sunday. Of course, there was no game for the men on Saturday with Wickham because that got postponed. So at least they didn't need to worry about, you know, travelling to two games. But big shout out to them. They brought their flags. They were there in, you know, voice. They probably maybe more town fans than the home side. So that sort of proves how good our support is. But big shout out to them. And I know Joe and the players, they appreciate their support. And yeah, it's always good to see the familiar faces. And yeah.
Absolutely. You know, town going for, you know, big attendance this season so far. And yeah, great to see that's replicated away. While we're just sort of scooting back to Chichester for a moment, I didn't ask you, Ross, about our favourite feature, you know, Ross's grub on the road. What was the food like at Chichester? What are the delights that fans should be looking out for next time they head down that way?
Now, of course, this is for the players and the staff, and I sometimes, you know, I sneakily get some food. I think at halftime they were selling burgers, but I didn't have a burger because I was just busy doing something else. But at full time, there were sandwiches and, you know, crisps and sausage rolls on offer for the players and the staff. I spotted it before the game. I went into the clubhouse. Had my you know, my pre-wee before the game, you know, as you do when you do a long travel. And of course I spotted it on a table and I had a little look and went, oh, okay, this is what we got after the game. Service station is definitely gonna be needed. But I still, of course, took a plate, chucked in a ham sandwich, cheese sandwich, sausage roll. But I didn't do a dent, did it? We had to stop off at a service station and we stopped off at Cobham services just when we got into London, and I went to a place called Leon. Of course, you had KFC.
Oh, of course. You loved your high class food this week.
Yeah, well, you know, I have KFC sometimes, McDonald's, but then the lines are just so busy. And then Leon, I just fancied a Lumi wrap. I had Nando's on the Saturday, so I thought I can't have chicken again. I had chicken on Friday as well, so I thought, oh, do you know what? I'll be good. I'll have a Lumi wrap, got some chips with it, got a nice freshly squeezed orange juice and, of course, some chocolate bars. So a mixture of good food and bad food for my Sunday. But
you just say what was in your wrap again?
Halloumi.
That's funny because that's the third time you said that word and the first time you've actually put an H on the front of it.
Oh, did I just go, hello there?
Hello, hello,
my rabbit.
Yeah. Oh dear, no, fantastic. Well, it's good to know that, you know, if there isn't what you want, the service station will always provide. You must have seen your first share of service stations with town as well, so yeah.
Always make sure when you arrive you look at the sign and sort of see what's there, and if you're not happy with it, you're like, oh, we shouldn't have stopped off here. But normally, you know, if they've got the essentials and they've got a good, like, you know, Double H Smith or and Marks and Spencers, I know that can beat up your pocket because they're expensive in there. But just, you need your essentials. You need your Mackie D's. You need your KFCs. Other restaurants and thingies are, you know, available. We're not promoting all these stuff. Other chicken shops are available, like Nando's. There's other chicken places. But anyway, I'm going into a hole here.
I feel like we should try and seek sponsorship from one or several service stations in the south of England. If you are listening, give us a call.
Pick us up. Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, that's pretty much it for today. Final Cup game this weekend. Head down to the Gold Star for that one to see Town take on London Bees for the first time this season. Like I said, it's going to be an interesting one, seeing how they shape up with, you know, former players in the Town side now. And then league is back in another week, back at the Gold Star again. We'll be back soon to share with you all the latest Town news. Thank you for your support from the KOA family as per usual. Just left to say, if you've got any questions or suggestions on good service stations to eat at, you can find us on Twitter. I am at Katie Sandals, Katie with a Y, Sandals with two L's. And Ross, you are?
Ross Media UK, and of course, Kings of Anglia on all the platforms.
Absolutely.
Get in touch.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And if you didn't catch that interview with Joe last week, do catch up because it is a great one. And we'll be back soon.
From true crime to football, Brexit to Pokeball, more great podcasts from Archon, head to audioboom.com/channel/Archon.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.